Wow, wow. Just get that song. It just hit me. You know the old song? Let the Spirit of the Lord rise among us. Let the Spirit of the Lord, let it rise, let it rise, let it rise. I just sense the Spirit of the Lord is rising among us this morning. There's something happening that God is doing. Open your heart to what God is doing this morning. Wow, because it's good. The Spirit is rising. Let it rise, let it rise, let it rise. Who can say amen to that this morning? Whoa! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Whoa. I love what Trish said earlier about the harvest. We're in the day of the harvest of God. Exciting times. We are going to see, because it's really the harvest of everything. That's why we're seeing what we're seeing out there in the world. But we're going to see a mighty thing happen in the church. As I've heard people say, it's going to be the best of times, but the worst of times. It's going to be the best of times if you're in God, and it's going to be the worst of times if you're outside of knowing Him as your Lord and Savior. Wow, it really is. It really is. And God is sifting and shaking and sorting, because it's harvest time. Amen. And whatever you have sown and cultivated is going to ripen. That's why God wants you in these days to sow to the Spirit. Because what you'll sow to the Spirit, you are going to harvest in the Spirit. You're going to harvest great things in the Spirit in this day if you will only sow in that arena. But the world and some of the church, I've got to say, have been sowing more to the flesh than they have of the Spirit. But God's mercy is going to turn that around. God's mercy is going to turn that around. That's why we're experiencing a shaking. God says, I'm going to shake everything till only what's of Him remains. That's why He's shaking, because He wants, particularly in the church, He wants only what's of Him to remain. He doesn't want all this other stuff of the flesh circulating around, and the finger pointing, and the jealousies, and the things that have come into the church that's been birthed out of the flesh. God says, I want you to sow to the Spirit in this hour. Wow. Wow. There's great rewards in the harvest of God for the church. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, this morning. Lord, we love you. As Darwin said in the communion, God loves us. God, you love us, and we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We turn our hearts to you right now, Lord. Oh, Lord, we've got to love you more than we'd loved you yesterday. More than yesterday, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, you say that the heathen will rage and speak words against our God. But you, Lord, you're our Savior. Oh, Lord, you're our healer. You're the one who loves us. Oh, Lord, we say this morning we thirst for you. We thirst for you, Lord. We hunger for you, Lord, because you're the only hope in this world at this time. Lord, you're our only hope. We thank you, God, that you are protecting us. You are for us and you're not against us. Lord, we thank you, Lord, this morning. Oh God, that we want to run hard after you in this hour. Lord, we want our hearts, Lord, to be touched in a special way even this morning. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we're alive in this day. What a time to be alive on this earth today and living for you, and living for you, Lord, because you're going to come, oh, and touch us in a way that we've never seen before, in a way that we know not. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, God, that our lives, oh, God, will glorify you in everything we say and do. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Oh, God. I just was reading not long ago that the last passage, if you like, of the Old Testament in the book of Malachi. And the prophet Malachi was seeing something about the day of the Lord, the end of days. And I believe that that's the day that we're living. We're in where that day, I believe, is rapidly approaching. And in chapter 4, the final chapter of the Old Testament, God says, "For indeed the day is coming, burning like a furnace, when all the arrogant and everyone who commits wickedness will become as stubble. And this coming day will consume them." They will actually be consumed by their own sin and by their own lusts, by their own evil, by their own sin, by the very thing that they are doing. If they do not repent, it will actually consume them. See, God gives us over to our desires. Even Christians, if you persist in going after something that's not of God, God will give you over to that. And you will suffer the consequences of that. It's what they're doing will consume them. But I've got good news. If you get so into God, the Spirit of God will begin to consume you, and you will get on fire for God. And the fire, the fire is the thing that's going to purify your heart. It's going to consume you. Who wants the fire of God to consume them? Hallelujah. Whoa. Hallelujah. And so we get the two things happening. That's what's happening in the harvest of this hour. We're going to harvest everything if we're pursuing. What we're pursuing is what we're going to harvest. And it's all going to come in this last day. But I've got good news, some more good news for you. I love this. This is what gripped my heart. In verse 2 of Malachi chapter 4. "But for you who fear my name." God separates those that do not fear his name. And whatever they're in will be what consumes them. They will become like stubble, and they will become consumed by their own wickedness and whatever they're doing. "But those who fear my name." Those he differentiates between those, and that's the separation, that's the shaking that's taking place. God's looking out for those who fear his name. Whoa. "But for those who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings." Whoa. God wants to heal us. Oh, hallelujah. Those that fear his name are in for good, good things. I tell you, they're in for good things, because the Son of Righteousness is going to rise with healing in his wings. And you are going to be like a calf that's let out of the stall, and you're going to jump and skip, and you're going to be invigorated. I believe the church is coming into a new place. Those that fear his name are coming into a new energy. into something. There's a new something that's coming that's going to cause us to be so released that we're going to skip and jump and we're going to have a vitality and an energy in the Spirit that we've never experienced before, because we fear His name, and He's going to come to those that fear His name. Oh, and He's going to heal. He's going to heal the church. He's going to heal everything within us. If we say, God, come and heal me. And we say this morning, God, oh, come and heal. Lord, come and heal our families. Heal our families, Lord. Your mercy is being poured out. Lord, it is not too late. It is not too late. God's shaking. You know God is shaking. It's not His judgment. It's His mercy. It's His mercy to save us from ourselves and the consequences that we're putting on ourselves. It's God's mercy right now. And you think, oh God, I'm going through a tough time and I'm going through this shaking. It's God's mercy to get you set up and get you right and get you healed for the time that we're coming into. Whoa, because you're going to skip and you're going to jump and you're going to be like, whoa, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah. You're going to be like a calf. You're no longer going to be a croc. You're going to be healed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wow, hallelujah, hallelujah. God's just saying right now, there's someone that's received a doctor's report that's not all that good enough. I don't know why, but I get the word kidney. Is there someone here this morning that's got a kidney that's just not functioning right? I just got that as I was speaking. There's someone that's just received a report. Maybe it's someone in your family, but I just saw the word kidney when I heard that. A kidney. You've just had a bit of a checkup and your kidney's not. No one here this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord, anyway. We just speak to kidneys this morning in this place. We say, Lord, that all of them will be functioning, because the Son of Righteousness is coming now with healing in His wings. The healing power of God just wants to touch you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for that. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Father. Thank you this morning. You know, about a couple of months, 6 weeks, a couple of months ago, and I'm sure others here, some of you that might, I don't know, read the Elijah list or other reports. How many read some of the prophetic websites? Yeah. There was an account in about 6 weeks ago, I think it was, if my memory serves me right, of an account that, of a meeting that took place in the southern United States. And when I read it, my heart just leapt. I thought, God, this is what I've been waiting for, to see this happen, because I know it's going to become, as it were, the benchmark of what you're going to do in this day. And the meeting, there's a woman speaker, Beth Moore, probably heard of the name. Some of you know where I'm going. I know Annette's, yeah. And she was speaking to quite a large gathering of Southern Baptists and pretty hard-nosed AOG people, Assembly of God people, who had issues with women speakers, their belief systems that they had been trained and taught in didn't take kindly to women speakers, and they had all these religious things that this can't be done and that can't be done. And Beth Moore Apparently, I'm just sharing from the account that came through. And she got up and spoke on what God's heart was for the church at this time. And she just kept speaking and just pouring out God's heart for the church. And at the end of the meeting, she just closed the Bible, didn't have an altar call, but it was staggering at what happened. God had been moving on the hearts of many, many of those people. Many of those pastors and leaders, you know, they're often the toughest. They're often the hardest to get through to. And she closed her Bible and walked back to her seat. And men and women, but particularly men, got up out of their seats. And they came forward because the Spirit of God had fallen in that meeting. Conviction had fallen in that meeting and began to break open the hearts of men and women. And they came forward, and the account says, well, the person that wrote the account, it was Stephen Strang, I think from Charisma magazine. He said he's never seen anything like this in his life, and he said he's been to a few meetings. They came and they lay prostrate on the front of the church. Some of them knelt, but many just lay prostrate. Some of them weeping and crying out to God and repenting. Their hearts had been broken open, and they were repenting to God. And he said, many of them, they weren't there 5 minutes. Many of them were there from half an hour to an hour. Some of them weeping. Some of them calling out to God. Some of them were speaking and just confessing all that they had done that was wrong. And they were opening their hearts to something new. And I thought, God, this is a sign from you that I believe is something that's going to happen. That God is getting ready for this to happen. See, it happened in the book of Acts. Peter spoke to a group of Gentile people. And as he was speaking, the Spirit fell. God, I long for the day where we don't have to hype it up. We don't probably won't even have to have an altar call and try and pull people out and pull them. And God, you're going to do a work by your word and your heart being spoken and preached. And the Spirit fell in this meeting. And I believe it's a forerunner. I believe it's God giving us a sign. God giving us a sign of what is about to come. God is about to come. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, we can have the sign of the blood moons, and we can have the sign of the recent eclipse that went across the states, and the sign that was about a week ago of the star constellations and some planets aligning. I don't know what they all actually mean, but they are pointing to something, but I'm not sure exactly what they're leading to. But when I read about this meeting, I saw a sign. This is a sign that God is about to visit us in a new way. That God is about to visit His church. That God is about to come. God is about to fall in our meetings. The Holy Spirit is about to come. And the Holy Spirit is going to touch hearts. He's going to touch areas in our lives that we've been saying, God, you can do this, but I'm hanging on to a few things. And God says, no, you're not. I'm going to break your heart open. I'm going to break every religious dogma and everything from your past. God says, I'm going to break it open. I'm going to break it open. I'm going to heal you, and I'm going to set you free. I'm going to set you free, and it's going to be done my way. It's going to be done my way. But I see God is going to remove in this move of God. He's going to remove all the plans and all the things, all the stuff that God, that man has planned, this program, this way of doing it, this seminar you got to go to, this thing, this is how you do it. We've worked it out. We've worked God out so we don't need God. But God is going to reverse that. And he said, God's going to say, I don't need you doing all that. I'm going to come and do it directly. Wow, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for what you're going to do. I thank you for what you're going to do. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Demonstrate your power. Demonstrate your power, O God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, God. And we're going to see it. 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 And I praise you, Lord. Let's stand up. Let's stand up. Give God and say, God, I give you all the glory. You're going to move in a new way. Oh, you're going to heal us. Oh, you're going to heal us. The Son of Righteousness is going to arise in our midst and heal us of everything that's all wrong and all out of kilter and all that's, Lord, you're going to shift us and you're going to align us perfectly with your will for the church at this time. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, you're about to visit us in a new way, and we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name.